Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday, and wish you a good day if it's the repeat program on Friday morning. And if you're listening to the podcast or listening to the recording on Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, well, you know that you're having a good day at whatever moment it is, or you've had a good day if it's kind of a late evening. So let me give you again a number to call in case you have any comments, feedback. It's 939-333-1010. And as I mentioned, you can go into the internet, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, and there access past recordings of programs, and also any comments that you can put there and contact me through that internet, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. So this week was halfway through, was Mother's Day on Sunday. And wanted to start the program by reflecting on it. I finished it. Last week's program was a little difficult. We had a couple of blackouts as we were doing, so that the chronography of and all kind of fell a little bit apart. So I wasn't sure how much time I had, and I wasn't able to get to a couple of things. One of them was finishing my thoughts on Iran, which we'll get into, and wishing mothers and the mother figures a happy and Mother's Day. I think it's Saturday. I've been mentioning I for the first time finally, got it into the artificial intelligence and got involved with ChatGPT, and my initial request was on whether particular bank accounts were available in the United States, and it was really impressive how it answered the questions. And as I bore down on more details that the signatories were in Los Angeles and in Atlanta and this and that, it kept on refining, who they would recommend, the top three choices. Really impressive. And then I'm going to, next week I'll talk a little bit about the second attempt, which was to find some rules for a civic organization, a community organization that I had, Coalición Comunidad San Patricio. I want to see how the meetings go and all and how the rules finally come out, et cetera. I'll go into that next week. But ChatGPT gave me a draft of rules that were really pretty good. I probably put another half an hour to an hour in refining it. And it still, as I said, needs more refining and discussions at the board level, et cetera. But we'll go into that next week, and rules, for dealing with boards and dealing with civic organizations, et cetera. But the one I wanted to hone in on with respect to Mother's Day and reflection on it, I was thinking about all the people that go way, 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 way back that are part of us in one way or another. And I asked ChatGPT to tell me how many, grandmother ancestors I have. And it said that when you go back to the start of human, beings, 200 to 300,000 years ago, it's completely impossible. It goes so much, and there's overlaps. The report came back. So then I honed in a little bit. Well, how about 100 generations back, and that sort of brings you to 2,000 to 3,000 years back, and still it's in the millions, and still not really possible, and still there's a lot of overlap and difficult, and it's more like a web than a tree, And then I said, well, how about 10 generations back, which is goes about 250 to 300 years ago. And then it said, you know, put it that this is a little bit more controllable, and said that so there were no overlaps. So if there were no overlaps, said you'd have 1,023 grandmother slots total by generation 10. And then, you know, then it went into how that's calculated. But when you think back, that's just from the grandmother slots. And then you think about the grandfather slots. You think of all the people that in our past led to who we are. And it's kind of humbling, right? And you think back how long. You can't even calculate it when you go back, you know, beyond the tenth generation. So, I mentioned that at our Mother's Day activity, which in this year I changed. I tried it something different. Usually, everybody gets together. Everybody puts something in. You know, somebody brings the appetizers. Somebody we usually do the main course, and then people bring in desserts and this and that. And I said, it's kind of complicated. So I kind of said, I'm going to invite in Calle. I'm going to put everything, the appetizers. I gave some of the things I'm going to do, the main course. Basically, I decided it was going to be mofongo, of different kinds of mofongo. I was thinking of a particular place that we have used in the past. But the person that works at our farm, Giovanni, said that particular place has gone down quite a bit. The owner had an accident under influence of alcohol with a policeman. So that's not a good way to have an accident, and it cost him, you know, almost $100,000 that he had to take out of the business. And it really has hurt. Sometimes something like this can really hurt not only yourself personally and the family, but your whole business. And that according to Giovanni, that's what happened here. And he recommended strongly another restaurant called La Terraza de Monchi, and I was really very, very happy with it. And the things that he didn't have basically was the mofongo. He arranged to obtain from another lechonera. It's called, you know, called El Cuñado. It's very good on Route 14. And so I put everything together, got some flan from Costco, and didn't really have to have appetizers because by the time they got there, I had everything all ready to be eaten. Everybody was hungry, and they just went right into it. And I had so much food. And everybody was very, very happy with the quality of the food, and that nobody had to go out and get, not even ice, you know, nothing, just come and enjoy yourself. So that way it worked out well. You know, sometimes you shoot for something like this, it comes to, we say, and it was a good idea, and it worked out really, really well. And no, not a lot of no cooking and no cleaning of stuff, and my wife Pinky did have to, of course, put out the different things, and we had to, normal things that when you prepare your home, your residence or home, the vacation home, yeah, there's things you have to do, but it was, you know, relatively speaking, easy going, and so I hope all of you out there had a good Mother's Day. I try to avoid going to the restaurants on that day, and just do the things like I did here. Just pick it up, you know, before 11:30, 12 o'clock, and that's worked out pretty well. So, but I hope, if you're a mother figure, you had a splendid day, and we appreciate. I always feel a little bit down because Father's Day never comes out as celebrated as strongly as Mother's Day, but it is what it is, and clearly mothers have a much more important role in the development of a child than the father, but as a normal case, you know. I also get, you know, reflect on my parents, and I was just reflecting how some couples are very similar in personalities and what they like and all, and then some couples are diametrically opposed, and my mother and father were that way. You know, my mother was not an athlete, very cuddly and soft and warm, and didn't go through college. Was very, very smart, very intelligent, but not intellectually, you know, educated. And my father was the opposite. He was relatively dry, relatively stiff, very educated through, you know, chemical engineering at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And you know, they're very, very, very different in many respects, although they had the same values for the bringing up of the children, which is, I think, the critical thing, just consistency. Wherever it goes, at least to be consistent, the parents. But my father, despite very intelligent and very relatively stiff from a personality point of view, was sociable and had great emotional intelligence. You know, persuading and dealing with people, and as I've talked in the past, an emblem of peace and trying to keep people together and avoiding conflicts, and I inherited a lot from him, and extremely grateful for you know what he has meant in my life. And as I said in the past, I still have this book I have to put together on his life and how it has influenced me. I put it the draft during the pandemic, and I got to get down and get that thing out because it is. I think it's going to come out well, and it has a lot of meaningful reflections for me and my family, and hopefully for some of you who will eventually be able to read it. It is in Spanish. For some reason, sometimes I start things in one language or another, and never really considered any other language than Spanish. It's just the letters that brought on the thoughts of and the reflections on my father were all in Spanish, and it's in Spanish. I don't know when it'll ever be translated, but the first thing, let's get this damn book out, you know, which is very thing. So kind of tied with that, but jumping from topic, I've been wondering, you know, as being Camacho Quinn, our hurdler, 100 meter hurdler, has been, you know, we know we've been injured, but we haven't heard very much from her since almost a year. And lo and behold, she's announced that she's pregnant. She's with a baby girl. And the initial thing didn't tell who was her partner, but then the next day it came out is Jalen Carlies or Carlisle, Carlies. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but he's a National Football League player. I think he's going to go into his third year. He was hurt last year. And of course, in that family, his Jasmine's brother, Robert Quinn, has been a National Football star and three All-Pro Bowls. It's a very athletic family. So they look super happy. And of course, she's going to be out for a while. The Olympic Committee here in Puerto Rico is going to continue to give her their stipend, a monthly stipend, as she enjoys her process, motherhood process. She's swearing to get back and compete and wants to get into the Olympics. I think it's in 28 in Los Angeles. So I've been following her, really always been very impressed with her. And I hope, you know, Godspeed with respect to the child and her comeback, which I'm sure she's gonna undertake. A tremendous athlete, incredible discipline and consistency. So that's sports with me and motherhood. The other thing that had happened, I mentioned the last week, we mentioned the Kentucky Derby with Jose Luis Ortiz and his brother Irad coming in first and second at the Kentucky Derby. They've come back to Trujillo Alto, and I was mentioning, you know, from the Sector La Gloria, and of course the main event was a cabalgata, which is something really very endemic in Puerto Rico. People, neighbors, and horse lovers get together and huge groups of horseback riding out on the streets. It doesn't happen too many places. It happens in Puerto Rico, and there they were leading it. And Jose Luis with his wife was there, and one particular fan threw all kinds of roses up in the air as they went by. And so it's a beautiful scene as people, you know, watch them come by, and they're riding the Puerto Rican horse, which is something special because I'm a horse lover. A little frustrated that for quite a while now I haven't had really access to horses. But the Puerto Rican horse has a special gait, even the ones that we use in the farms and normal. They have that blood of the Paso Fino, and whenever I ride a horse outside Puerto Rico, I find it so rough, so much more hurtful, let's say, you know, where compared to our horses that are so smooth. So let's see how the two of them are going to be racing at the Preakness this Saturday. And the horse, Jose Luis's winning horse is not going to be racing. The owner, the trainer, has decided to not take chances 1 week later. So he's not going to qualify for the Triple Crown with the Belmont. It's a decision that has to be made, and when I find when the decision is made on for the benefit of the animals and the horses, I'm 100% behind it. So that's the thing. When we come back, because this first segment is over, I want to go into a nostalgic moment this week where I renewed my membership at Dorado Beach and went out on the practice golf area, and just want a little reflections on that membership and on golf compared to another my other favorite sport, which is ice hockey. But we'll be right back after the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.